Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Sailor boy, and it's true that she loved him well. For to go off to sea with him, like she did not know how. She longed to see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. So she bargained with a young sailor boy, it's all for a piece of gold. Straightway then he led her all down into the hold, saying, I'll dress you up in sailor's clothes, your jacket shall be blue. You'll see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. Now when the other sailors heard the news, well, they fell into a rage. And with all the whole ship's company, they were willing to engage, saying, tie her hands and feet, me boys, overboard we'll throw her, and she'll never see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. Now when the captain, he's heard the news, well, he too fell in a rage. And with all of his whole ship's company, he was willing to engage, saying she'll stay all in sailor's clothes, her collar shall be blue. She'll see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. Now when they came down to Canada, scarcely above half a year, she's married this bold captain who called her his dear. She's dressed in silks and satins now, and she cuts a gallant shawl. She's the finest of the ladies down in Canada Isle. Come all you fair and tender girls, wheresoever you may be, I'd have you to follow your own true love when he goes out on the sea. For if the sailors prove false to you, well, the captain he might prove true. You see the honor that I have gained by the wearing of the blue.
Thank you. time. You're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
Samaloni Nuna sama lona kono wari kama.
Kana festival odia.
Nuna sama lona visa kama.
Kana festival odia.
Nuna sama lona Senegal kama.
Kana festival odia.
Nuna sama bila la para pinto kama.
Kana festival odia.
Kano te ya sararo beye na ho.
Kana festival odia.
Kano ya sararo beye na ho.
Kana festival odia.
Meni kambi hankili maya.
Fly away is what you said to me. Life is sweet, put it down, don't be the need for complete. Hey, hey, hey,
yeah.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
dunia, dunia yako dunia, dunia yako dunia, dunia yako dunia.
Kanu mandi, kanu mukubaleti duna. kupade u amiku bupape anoko interesa maneka anosku pade u amiku bupape anoko interesa eu juiar mundo é outro se buka toma sentido na mundo ela me situ si bom mundo atrás Era um mundo, é outro. Se você toma sentido no mundo, ela me se torce. Bumom, bumom, bumom. Pra quebrar, aí eu foronta. Aí é foronta. Fica a canhota de foronta.
Aí eu foronta.
Mamá.
Aí é foronta. Fica a canhota de foronta.
Cheio da silva civil Vovô maninho Ele que tá viciando O sol está no fundo de mar E a Fátima Cabral falando mas Caminho está diante oh, Deus que acompanha o de Meu filho oh. Aí o oh, foronta Aí é foronta Diga a canhota de foronta
Aí o oh, foronta
One, two, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to
Sheffield Live.
Walking silent through the snow. Drifting softly to your door, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I feel so strange, I feel so weak. I've walked a world of empty streets in search alone. I've searched alone. but you're still in my mind. You're still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground, just like the rain, just like the rain. When we walk along the shore, my darkness shaded all we saw. I was unkind, I was unkind. I feel so strange, I feel so weak. I've walked a world of empty streets in search alone. I've searched alone. But you're still in my mind. You're still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground, just like the rain, just like the rain. Still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground, just like the rain, just like the rain, just like the rain, just like the rain.
Kulule patata za, kukuma inda My obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, his mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sand hills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch, rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on, and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub, and the old ruined church. Then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer and queerer. For there, on the edge of the water, he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago, there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams, and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed, and had lots of fun. And when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk. And as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze. And Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad Mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim. He stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.